Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The defense now has the case in the burglary trial of State Senator Nicole Mitchell in Becker County. The prosecution rested Wednesday afternoon, and Mitchell's attorney started calling witnesses. Defense attorney Dane DeCray says they don't know yet whether Senator Mitchell will be called to the stand. She's pleaded not guilty to first-degree burglary and possession of burglary tools for an April 2024 break-in at her stepmother's Detroit Lakes home. Her staff says U.S. Senator Tina Smith spent the night at George Washington University Hospital. A statement from her office last night said, "While at work at the Capitol today, Senator Smith started to not feel well. She went to the Capitol physician who recommended she undergo a more thorough examination at GW Hospital. They say she was kept overnight out of abundance of caution." Federal authorities raided several locations in Minnesota Wednesday as part of an investigation to defraud Minnesota's housing stabilization services of Medicaid payments. Republican Senator Michael Kroon of Blaine says this is another reason why it's so disappointing the legislature failed to pass the Office of Inspector General bill.
The level of fraud happening in Minnesota is simply unacceptable, and we needed to do something very meaningful on that. And I'm asked all the time by my constituents, why can't you guys work together in a bipartisan way? And that's exactly what we did with this bill.
It passed the Senate, but the House failed to bring it up for a vote on the final day of the session. A bill that rescinds billions of dollars in spending on foreign aid and public broadcasting passed the U.S. Senate. Senator Amy Klobuchar says the clawback eliminates funds for PBS and NPR, but the primary impact...
it's going to be on 1,500 local public media stations across the country that receive 70% of this funding, jeopardizing these stations that provide local community services.
Klobuchar says funding for public broadcasting is passed on a bipartisan basis for five decades. A celebration in St. Cloud today to mark the 30 years that the Dream Center has been helping homeless men and veterans get back on their feet. Pastor Michael Laidlaw with Overcomers International Fellowship says it's a miracle the organization has lasted this long.
It brings tears to my eyes because I would never thought that that could ever be possible. It's always been an uphill fight with us, you know, because one of our biggest misunderstandings about justice-involved ex-offenders coming is NIMBY, not my backyard.
There's an open house at the Dream Center in St. Cloud today from 4 to 7. And the Minnesota Timberwolves went 4-0 in summer league play in Las Vegas. The Wolves topped the Phoenix Suns 89-85 Wednesday in the final matchup. Rob Dillingham led Minnesota with 23 points, and Leonard Miller finished with 22. Young guys like Dillingham and Terrence Shannon are expected to get more playing time with the Wolves next season. This is MNN.